listening to Instant Microwave Buzz, an improvised sketch comedy podcast recorded live in Maui, Hawaii. Aloha. To learn more about Instant Microwave Buzz, go to IMF Maui on Instagram. Support us on Patreon under Instant Microwave Buzz. And now on with the show.
Welcome to Good Morning Tonight with Karen and Clark. Masonville's only station that plays 24 hours of fun local news.
Good morning and good night.
You, Clark, you always get me with those stories from back in the day. Man, give this guy 5 minutes, he'll have you laughing your ears off.
What can you say? I like that fun. Oh, man. How you been? Oh,
good. You know,
Well-rested?
Sort of.
Yeah.
We're working 24 hours here. Here at Good Morning Tonight. But wow, listeners, viewers, we've got quite a day in store for you all.
Quite the day.
First of all, Betsy from Clark County had the two-headed goat.
Our very own.
Later, we have an interview with a four-headed baby.
Unreal.
But first, an amazing interview today with an incredible person.
Big guest.
He's big on YouTube.
Super big.
As the kids say, YouTube.
He's gone viral.
He's got a virus.
That's how viral he is.
Give it up to for our producer, Terry, in the back.
Terry Turntable.
Terry,
he's a wild one.
So our guest today is none other than Clive Clare.
Clive Clare. Clive Clare.
The YouTube channel Attack the Wild with a whopping 17,000 subscribers.
Holy moly, folks.
Settle down there, Clark.
Sorry. I got ahead of myself sometimes.
All right, let's bring him out. Come on out, Clive Clare.
Give it up for Clive.
Good day. Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is the part where we dance a little when we bring out a guest.
Show us what you got, Clive.
Okay. We just like to have fun here.
Right, I love it. I've been a big fan of your show. You said a four-headed baby. Don't all babies have a forehead?
Oh.
It's wild.
Clive, first things first.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Are you from the South? What is that amazing accent?
You're not far off. I'm from Adelaide.
Oh, wow. Okay. Is that in Alabama?
That's Georgia.
It's the land, land of Oz. It's the land of Oz down under, mate.
Down under where? Yeah,
the southern hemisphere, mate.
So tell us a little bit, Clive, about what you do. What does a day in the life look like for a wilderness survivalist natural expert?
Well, you know, a lot of what I do is secure advertising. But for, say, 6 weeks out of every maybe 12, 13, I go to different locations all over the world, right? And I go there and I wrangle animals. I make friends with nature. Sometimes I make enemies with nature, too.
Wow. I didn't understand the whole first part, but something about animals and nature is what I'm picking up.
Wow, that's incredible. So this might be a good time. We've actually got some videos we've pulled from your account. So, Terry, could you bring up one of our first videos so the viewers at home who haven't seen your material, they can get a little exposed?
Terry, bring it up. Oh, look at that.
Look at that video. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Great picture.
Right, so welcome, beautiful.
Welcome back. Right here, we're going to square off an emu versus an ostrich. We're going to have a kookaburra refereeing. And in the audience in attendance, we've got a whole gaggle of geese, cardinals, turkeys, and raptors. We're going to see who comes up on top. It's a Raptor Royal Rumble, mate. Let's take a look.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that was
Oh, my God. Do you see
something.
It? Oh, my God. Were you ready for that?
He ended it before the slaughter, mate.
There was a lion in the back.
I think Terry just got really caught up with a Kookaburra referee.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. YouTube has demonetized a lot of my videos because, especially that one, it's animals hurting animals.
Oh, yeah.
I don't do it. I just, film it.
It's a shame that these animals are hurting each other.
Yeah.
Did you guys want to run that part?
Terry, you got to play the full video next time, Terry.
We'll get it. Terry's learning.
Troublesome Terry. That's what we call
him. I'm just going to play this part here. No, I'm being told not to do it.
Terry, you're doing great, buddy. That's my cousin. Give it up for Terry.
Thanks, guys.
So tell us, Clive, what's it like being a survivalist? You must be scared a lot of the time. Are you brave or scared?
I'm not going to lie. I have to put myself in some of the most trying situations that a man could imagine. So, yeah, I'd like to think that I'm brave, but I'm just facing my fears.
So that brings up our next video. Terry, can you bring up the video titled Afraid, Scared, Survivalist, I believe it was. We found this has one of the. This one has like 2 million views on that you're in.
I think I see it. I think he's right. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What is that?
He's right here. He's in the bush. He's right there in the fucking bush. He's got him in his fucking mouth. That's my goddamn teddy bear. You piece of shit. You want to fuck around? Ah!
That was incredible. Clive, how'd you survive that?
It was just, he stepped on me toe. He, the elephant, he scared away the jaguar, didn't he?
Wow,
he was holding
impressive.
A paintbrush, too. That was amazing.
We should have never brought the jaguar to Africa. It was a South American animal, and honestly, the elephant scared him off.
Oh, wow.
Incredible. So, Clive, tell us survival.
Tell us, do you have any suggestions for the kids out there watching, thinking, yeah, I want to be like Clive when I grow up? What would you say to those kids?
I would say what you want to do is wake up every day and agitate an animal of some kind.
Wow.
You really should. You really should.
If you want to film it, all the better. If you want to edit it, package it, and then secure advertising, even better. And that's what I do every day is I secure advertising.
Wow. This is priceless advice for the kids at home.
Absolutely.
This early in the night, I got to tell you, in the morning and the night, I'm excited. I'm wide awake. I'm ready to go. Seeing this kind of stuff just gets me going. I have a question for you, though.
What's up?
What you go? Is your ideal day off?
Probably Antarctica. I'd love to bother penguins. I rarely get a chance to see the majesty of like an emperor penguin. Mm. I was at the tip of South America, right? And I could just see the penguins having a fun old time there on the coast. Hey, most people don't realize you're so far south at that tip of South America, right? That you can see fucking penguins.
Penguins.
And I remember spitting my gum at one of them, and I filmed it. I did. I filmed it.
They get stuck in his feathers? His fur? What kind of thing?
They're not that kind of feathers, mate. They're more like waxy, like for swimming.
From all the spit?
Fins.
What an amazing, amazing life this is you lead. I have to say this is incredible. I know if I were in your position, I wouldn't be able to handle any of this. I get scared from a spider.
She does. Last time there was a spider on set, she jumped right out of a chair.
Well, this is...
She threw the chair at me.
It's crazy because I could never do what you guys do here because, like, for me, I'm still on Perth time, you know, and It's pretty late in the day. This is the latest I've ever done a show.
And the earliest with Good Morning Tonight.
And what we got, you have an animal for us, don't you, today?
I brought one in.
He brought an animal.
Oh, wow.
To the studio.
Have you ever seen a Tasmanian devil?
No. Well, I'm getting a signal here from our offstage crew. They're holding up an empty crate.
Well,
was that?
That was actually the Tasmanian devil bait. I was hoping to catch one.
Now they're holding up a second empty crate.
Oh, now that is a problem. That was the red panda.
Paint on
they're
our face.
Mean as fuck. Can I say fuck on TV?
You not on public access, but you know, let's what?
Oh my God,
Karen!
Karen!
It's loose.
Oh God!
It's wild.
Don't panic.
Oh my God! It's got my leg.
Don't worry. Oh. It's okay.
Oh, the other animals are getting out too.
Good morning. Tonight.
Good night.
Don't worry, Tasmanian devils eat the buggers.
Instant Microwave Buzz is a weekly improvised sketch comedy podcast recorded live at the Fuzzbox Studios in Lahaina, Hawaii, on the beautiful island of Maui. To learn more about the Fuzzbox Studios and their mission to encourage, inspire, and empower individuals in developing their creative visions and by providing an environment to cultivate their skills and talents, check us out at fuzzboxproductions.com. Check out our website for instantmicrowavefuzz.buzzsprout.com. You can find us on Patreon, YouTube, and Instagram under Instant Microwave Fuzz. And you can find us on all the podcast platforms. Support the show on Patreon at Instant Microwave Fuzz. And big thanks to our patrons, Will, Alan, Paul, and Laura. Thanks to all of you. We'll see you next week. Thank you.